You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, sometimes international. We cover down on all the issues, man. And like that dude just said, we are solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, Boomer, it's like hour number two, and I have not even started the Triple Dipper yet.
Uh-oh.
We may just do a free-for-all show. Just whatever happens, happens. Come on, y'all call in. We don't care. Come on, 833-687-4448.
Hey, I mean, by the way, you actually have a caller.
I do have a caller. Oh, I do. I'm sorry. Let me do that real quick. All right, line one, Sid from Hartsel. Hey, Sid, how you doing today?
Doing good. You?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, you were just talking about, giving us a tax break on gas and first one thing and the other. Like I was telling your young man there that not only have they not done that, and I don't think they will, but they not only done that, they also, this year, my car tags, for instance, the taxable value of both of my vehicles from what it was last year doubled to this year. In other words, I'm paying,
wow,
they're taxing me twice what they did last year.
Wow.
Which means I'm paying almost twice as much for both tags. And then on top of that, like I was telling him, up until several, I don't know exactly when, but several years ago, we had a state in the state of Alabama, when you turned 70, your property tax went away, your income tax went away, and your car tag at that time only cost you $13.75. I'm basing that on my father, so I know what he was doing.
All right.
And not only did they do away with that and put all the taxes back on us, the property tax and all that kind of stuff, people like myself who are retirees, then they turn around and they slap, 21% more tax on my gasoline. They're not giving us a break. They only gigging us more.
Wow. No, I'd not been aware of some of what you just talked about. Now, I know that also a lot of people saw their property taxes just escalate, like they had a sudden reassessment of all their tax base for the individual properties.
It went up, and you had to reclaim your homestead exemption to get it down a little bit, not much.
Wow. Wow, Sid. All right. Well, you just brought some more to my attention. I mean, I got to look back now and find out if there was some kind of act of the legislature that did that, or if you got local, taxing bodies that are taking advantage of some loopholes. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it was either, but I do know that my car tags cost me more this year than they did last year, which normally they go down every year.
Yeah.
And my property tax also went up.
So. Wow. All right, Sid. Hey, thanks for the heads up, man. I appreciate you holding on and giving us that information. I'm going to check that out. But thank you very much for being on the show today.
All right. You've got a great show. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Sid. Appreciate it. Wow. Do you have another caller, Boomer? What was that?
Yeah, it was Brian. We were just talking about it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know if you just caught it, but did you know that Ted Nugent had a album name, Free For All?
Nice.
I know. I was like, nice. Actually, I did not catch that, but thank you.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for calling in with a heads up. And Boomer, you are officially the young man.
I am. It made me feel good.
All right. Hey, listen, by the way, you want to call in, we'll take it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That is also our text line. You can text the phone, the same number that you would dial in on the phone, and just send us a message. If you're doing it for the first time, text the word right side, and it'll send you back an automatic message that says, hey, welcome to the show, or something like that, and then we'll get your first name and where you're from, plug it into the system, and then from then on, whenever somebody texts in, we can reference who they are. Like, I'm seeing one just popping in right now. Tom from Huntsville texted in about cacistocracy. There it is. Built upon and supported by the Peter Principle. Yes. Yes, it is. But anyway, a lot of folks on the text line today. You're welcome to do that too. But call in. We'd love to hear from you. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. By the way, I think we're going to have to do, Boomer, I feel like we got some T-shirts on the stock, don't we?
We do. We have a few.
Before we need to, there's no reason for us to keep them.
No, I think we need to give some more to some ruffians.
I think we need some more ruffians out there wearing shirts. All right, maybe not yet. What I'm thinking is we find a landmark in time to do that with, like, the podcast is. The podcast is like real close to 85,000, right?
It could hit tomorrow. I think it will hit tomorrow, actually.
I think I predicted Tuesday, and to that, tomorrow's going to be Wednesday. I'm a day off.
Day off.
Rats. Cacistocracy. All right. All right. We got another text line just came in. Ken from Athens is now on the text line. Welcome, Ken. We appreciate you. We got James from Harvest has texted in saying he wants one of our T-shirts. Hang in there, James. We'll be giving them away soon. Somebody else is texting in. Paul from Athens says he's a ruffian, needs a shirt. We got to figure that out. All right. I didn't mean to open the floodgates. We will do shirts probably tomorrow. I don't know for a fact yet. If we hit 85,000, we're going to be doing some shirts. How about that? That is the plan. All right. It is now an hour and 12 minutes into the show, and I have not even started the triple dipper.
Haven't started the triple dipper. That's a...
I tell you what, let's just do it right. Play me the triple dipper sound effect. You ready?
There we go.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right. Now, I feel like I have been officially set right. Okay, so here's my first, by the way, the first part of the triple dipper today, I'm calling it border pain. It just irritates the stew out of me as you watch the Biden administration literally try to pretend they're doing something when even the Border Patrol members know they're doing nothing. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, too. But I want to remind you, today's topic is not just about the numbers at the border. That's certainly part of it. Today's is about the pain that our society is experiencing because of the lack of border policy. The lack of controls, the lack of a secure southern border is resulting in criminal activity, harm to our society, like we have not seen ever. Headline from August 4th, I want to remind you of this. This is to bring it home. Illegal immigrant charged in Alabama kidnapping and murder case after girl's escape leads to decomposing bodies. This is one of the worst, most heinous crimes that I can recall recently. And it happened right here in Alabama in August. The story was broken first by my friends at 1819 News, but this one I pulled up is on Fox. It says the suspect facing kidnapping and murder charges in Alabama after a 12-year-old girl's escape from a mobile home prompted the discovery of two decomposing bodies. The suspect is an illegal immigrant who was deported from the United States once before. Jose Paulino Pascal Riez, charged with first-degree kidnapping, 3 counts of capital murder, 2 counts of abuse of a corpse in connection to the gruesome discovery, is considered a reentry, non-immigrant, unlawful presence foreign national. That's the fancy word for saying he's illegally here. He should have already been gone. Somehow he got back in, and he committed this heinous set of crimes. Vice President Kamala Harris is supposedly the border czar. And Boomer, we're going to do that clip in a second. I know I got a caller on the line. I'm about to grab that. But we're going to do that clip in just a minute of Vice President Harris from her interview last night. So just hang on to that one. We'll be right back with it. Let me do this. I'm going to keep jumping around. I got a lot of callers, so I'm going to enjoy that. So let me do this. Line 2, Paula from Ardmore, Tennessee. Why is Governor Ivey so popular? Is that your question?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, Paula. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm wondering, I listen to your show and conservative radio all the time, and I don't understand why Governor Ivey is so popular, why she won so big, because it seems to me all she does is she never has an opinion about anything. She just sticks her finger in the wind and to see which way it's blowing.
Well, you know what's interesting? So Paula, I've known Governor Ivey for a number of years, know her personally, and I don't ever talk to her anymore now that I'm not in Montgomery politics. But back in the day, she was a firebrand, and she gave some of the best speeches I've ever heard, and she was all in, and you could count on her to have the best sound bites and to get something done in her positions. And it doesn't seem like that's there anymore. Some speculate it's her health. Some speculate that she's just gotten tired. But the reality is, it's she's basically not doing anything to make people mad. Therefore, they don't know why she shouldn't be popular because they don't dig in. And people got to dig in the issues. She got by her whole campaign without doing any debate, and all she did was have a commercial that said, "No step too high for a high stepper." What does that even mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't either, and I don't understand. I mean, if you listen to conservative radio at all, you know she's not doing anything. And at least her opponent said what she was for.
Yes.
And you couldn't get another side because she didn't. It was kind of like she took a page out of Joe Biden's book and campaigned it from a basement.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. She literally avoided any possibility of being in the same room with her opponents, and it's a shame because, like I said, back in the day, she was a pistol. Back in the day, go ahead.
And still won. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Do we have so many low information voters out there that just don't care?
I think that's definitely the case, and we have some that are like go along to get along voters. But those who will dig in, I mean, she had a solid group of people. I mean, when have you ever seen a Republican incumbent in a red state have seven people primary her? That's how that should be an indication right there.
How do we stop that?
Well, it's too late now. She's going to wind up terming out, and she's not going to run again. She's going to get reelected this time in a landslide victory because there's no way a Democrat can win. And she's going to wind up being the governor, and we'll hope for the best for the next few years. We'll see whether she makes it through the entire 4 years. There's some speculation that she'll stay in for two. But I suspect that there'll be another governor next time around. There's no way around it because she can't run again. Anyway. Hey, Paula, thanks for the call.
But like I said, how do we stop it in the future?
In the future, we have to make sure that we tell everybody we know what we know and not just wait for them to figure it out themselves. I mean, make sure people are realizing, hey, that candidate is not following through. Hey, that candidate won't debate. Hey, that candidate has got a platform that's not conservative. And we got to dig in. We got to tell folks to dig in. That's the main – and then turn out to vote.
Okay.
Paula, got to go.
I
appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's a great call. That's somebody who's like all in, man. You got another caller? Somebody else on the line, Boomer? Just taking calls?
Well, I was, but I figured it was almost time for a break first.
Oh, well, thanks for keeping track of me. All right. That's why I have you here, Boomer. I don't know what button to push, and you got to keep me on time. All right, folks, we will take a break right now. Man, the text lines blew up. I got to look over here at the text line, too.
I've been trying to keep up with that, too. It's
Holy
all over the place.
Cow. It's like free-for-all Tuesday.
That's what it is.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. Whew, saving the world one soundbite at a time. The text lines just went bananas, man. But
blew up.
What, that guy Johnny sent you a picture of the T-shirt.
He did. He actually called in and said, "I got to send you a picture." And it was Johnny, and he said, "So I go shooting with some guys, and they call me Boomer." And he sent me a picture of the shirt, and it says, "I'm a boomer, and I shoot things." And I love it.
I mean, we gotta get a shirt for you like that.
I may know a guy that can do a shirt.
Oh, you know what? As a matter of fact, yes. All right.
I may have to get that.
Okay. Well, hey, tell you what. The text lines are still going. I got folks, Jason from Huntsville, Rita from Scottsboro, Gator from Russellville, John from Brownsboro. Lynn texted in from, oh gosh, where is Lynn from? She doesn't say. Susan from Elkmont, Matt from Newmarket. Golly, bomb. Keeps on going. And then, oh, here's, I tell you what, I got to follow up. Jenny from Decatur, I see your text about Auburn yearbooks. I will get back to that one in a moment when I can. Got a caller coming on the line. I'm telling you, Boomer, it is, what is happening today?
I'm loving it. I'm going to be really tired after today.
I'm going to, you know what, what's going to happen tomorrow? I'm going to wake up in the morning and not have to get the triple dipper ready because I'm going to still have one from today.
You're going to have the whole thing?
The whole triple dipper.
You're going to about to start, and then we're going to get another 10 callers.
I just, you know, that's it's awesome. 3:30. I kind of kicked off. I've got, literally, I've done one page of this stack of one dipper. That's all I've done.
That's it.
Is somebody on the line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ed from Madison. Ed, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
It's Dan from Madison.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Boomer, it's Dan from Madison. What are you doing, man?
Boomer. Boomer.
I got ahead of myself.
Hey, fellas, that's okay. What I got to make up for it. Can you smell it in the air? It's called Dan from Madison. A little reality check here. I've been here 25 years, mind you, 79, where Michigan won the national championship, by golly. And you know what happened, fellas? Every year after that, the governors have been doing a fine job. They don't have to say diddly squat, as far as I'm concerned, as long as they keep doing what they're doing. This is by far the greatest state in the union, my man.
Well, that is true.
And that's why I'm here for 25 years. Just do yours. And, Kay, you know, you can stay in the kitchen and bake cookies and do whatever you want to do because, you know what, you've done a fine job just like all the previous governors for the fine people of Alabama, and man, I'm good to be here.
All right, Dan, we appreciate you. You brought the level-headed perspective back to us. It is a fine place.
Well, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I don't speak well, but boy, do I bring the level-headed stuff.
Dan, we need to do like a regular segment with you, like Tuesdays with Dan or something. We'll figure it out.
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, I mean, you know, I'm rooting for the wrong team, and a lot of people in this town don't like that. But you know what? I'm consistent, man. I never stop. I'm always consistent because you know what? You got to rely on consistency, and I'll go back to the governors. These governors, previous governors, have been consistent. They're conservative values, family, religion, low taxes. It's consistency, and that's all we want from a leader, or could be a local leader, could be a mayor, could be a council person, and, of course, a governor or senator. But the bottom line is consistency goes a long way, my man. And if you stay that way, you can rely on that person to show up and be there for you.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, Dan, back in your home state of Michigan, what do you think is going to happen? Is Gretchen Whitmer going to pull it out and win the re-election campaign, or is she going to get taken out by a Republican?
Well, let me put it to you this way. If Gretchen wins, okay, first off, there's got to be like a clinic or something where all these people that vote for her can get a lobotomy. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing in the skull but mush. And if you vote for, and wait a minute, I want to vote for some more taxes, and I want to vote for someone that tells me what to do and how to do it and how to wipe my butt. No, thank you. So yeah, if she gets again, hey Phil, if she gets again, I go there just to visit. And you know what? I never change the tie. I got a manual watch I crank up. It's an old watch, but it's real pretty. But you know what? I never change the time. It's always that Alabama time.
There you go.
Say your watch is wrong. I said, no, you just ain't looking right because my time is on the state that I love.
There you go. Dan, we love you, man. Hey, we got to go. We got to go to a break. You take care, brother. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It's Free for All Tuesday. We'll be right back. We're back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about we are down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, and yes, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. That was a great call with Dan from Madison Not Ed. It was Dan from Madison. Brian from Huntsville texted in, says, we need to name his segment Dynamic Dan or something like that. So there's that. Raven from Russellville texted in, says, I'm also a right side ruffian here, and I shoot things. So, okay, Raven, appreciate you. I mean, the text line just went got explosive. By the way, I said Lynn earlier. Lynn is from Scottsboro, so that's what she just sent back in. Boomer, that she's from Scottsboro, so we got that down now. Anyway, great stuff. Got a caller on the line. Let me grab that real quick. Line two. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, man?
I'm awesome. Great show, fellas. Really, really great job today. Always proud to follow Wolverine Dan, as he's known on WUMP. Dan from Madison, an old friend. Just a great guy. He's one of many people that make me happy and proud to live here in Madison County, Alabama. That we've got great sites, great job opportunities, great schools, but just people, good people who are willing to have opposing viewpoints and not try to shut everyone else down because we don't particularly agree. I agree with Dan. I'm a lot like Dan. We've both got snow on the roof, but there's a fire in the hearth. I wanted to comment quickly on Tulsi Gabbard. Was it her today?
Yeah.
Who divorced the Democrat Party?
Yes.
And I'm so happy and proud of her. And I wish more people in her party were intellectually honest about the idiots that have hijacked and decimated the once proud Democrat Party of John F. Kennedy and Harry S. Truman, of Jimmy Carter, who I admired as a man and a Navy veteran. But right on, good for her. She spoke the truth, the brutal truth. For that, she'll be savaged, of course. But just a great day to read the headlines on what she had to say about her former cohorts.
Hey, let me ask you: did we lose a signal there, Boomer? Okay. Let me ask you this too, Sparky: if you had to guess, what do you think that is going to happen with Tulsi Gabbard? Is she going to join the Republican Party? Is she going to become an independent? Is she going to be out there looking for a position in a future Republican administration, but not necessarily declaring a party? What do you think is going to happen?
I think there's no way in the world she could or would pledge allegiance to the Republican Party, particularly so soon, right, leading up to an election. But I see her being an influencer, and eventually, I think, joining a Republican ticket. I believe so. You've said it before. You served. We've got some flawed people in the Republican Party as well. We've got some rhinos who claim to be Republicans. But given the lesser of two evils in most elections, and that's what they are, you know who's on the right side, who the right side ruffians are, and it's called right for a reason because they stand for America first, secure borders, safe schools, Second Amendment rights, the freedoms, all the freedoms guaranteed us by the Constitution. I'm sorry, but the far-left socialists that dominate the Democrat Party don't stand for any of that. They stand for wide-open borders, pandering to race and nebulous gender demographics, and they stand for the destruction of the Judeo-Christian two-parent household. So I don't know where anybody has a choice. You know, you're either going to do the right thing or you're going to do the radical scorched earth thing.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see. I mean, I also wouldn't be a bit surprised. You know, she did do a guest hosting for Tucker Carlson when he was out not long ago. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find her with a position on one of the major networks, maybe Fox for that matter.
That makes sense. She's well spoken. She's attractive. I was surprised to see the gentleman from North Carolina. I'm having a senior moment, but you know the razor sharp prosecutor who retired out of the Congress.
Trey Gowdy.
Last year. Yeah, Trey Gowdy.
Yeah.
I was a bit surprised to see him as a Fox regular. But I would love to see somebody. I'd like to see Trey Gowdy on the ticket with Ron DeSantis in about 2 years. I would think that would be an unbeatable combination.
Come on, man.
Or Ron DeSantis and Tulsi Gabbard. Why not?
I could see it. And what I also see is Tulsi Gabbard having a position as a cabinet level, whether or not she would be like on the ticket herself, I don't know. But I think that might also be one of those things that hurts the brand because they're bringing in somebody who's not been a party loyalist and that she might not get the nomination. But anyway.
Well, they may say she's not brave because she spoke out after she you know, left her, her position in her public office. But I tell you what, to speak out and go off the reservation like she did against the, that bunch of crooks and numbskulls, I'm just so happy and proud of her. And I wish more people would follow suit.
I agree with that. Sparky, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you, as always.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Golly, what an audience. What an audience. And by the way, Wolverine Dan, there's his name. When he calls in.
Wolverine Dan.
Yeah, Dan from Madison, if you're listening, just call in. Say it's Wolverine Dan from Madison. That way we won't type Ed on the board. God, we're still getting texts. What do we have there? Ellis from Huntsville just texted in, so he's on the string now. We appreciate you, Ellis. Thanks for being in there. He's not pleased with local leadership. He points out that Mayor Tommy Battle, he says one of his first acts as mayor was to raise local sales taxes for research park development with no sunset clause. Had not looked back on that, but Ellis, good point. What else we got here? Juan from Newmarket is not feeling as the much of the love for KIV, I think, as I read his text there. There's that. That's okay. That's all that's new. I got another call coming in, so I will hold on 1 second while Boomer updates the board. But I tell you what, I'm loving this. You know, folks, I do this every single day, and I prep for the show. I mean, literally, I can't tell you how much time goes into every show. For a 3-hour show, we're doing at least 3 hours of prep. I mean, we're up in the morning early, resourcing the show. When I have a triple dipper, each one of those has got stacks of about 10 to 12 or more articles to go along with it, or resourcing, you know, the pieces that go with it. I send it to Boomer. Boomer formats it in a way that I can work with it, and then we, you know, I work on the daily monologue. We line up the guests. We do all the thing it takes to have a show. But I love the fact, though, that I've got an audience that could host the show for me, Boomer. I'm just telling you, we've got an audience that literally could come in the studio and take over and host the show, and I could sit back and listen to it and enjoy it just because of who they are. It's just amazing. We got a caller on line 3. Let me grab that. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. And Wolverine Dan, if you're out there, this is Big Orange Brian from the past.
There you go. What's on your mind, man?
I'm thinking Trey Gowdy or Ted Cruz for Attorney General.
I agree with that. I agree with that completely. I told Charlene, my wife, just yesterday, I think it was, or day before, that I'd like to see Ted Cruz as a future attorney general. I could see that. Hadn't thought about Trey Gowdy, but I think he'd be great.
I think so, and it would Lady Justice might be able to put on her blindfold again.
Yeah, and actually have a great day, too. All right, hey, Brian, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. More folks coming into the text lines that we got Yeah, by the way, the guy with the Boomer T-shirt is Johnny from Athens. So now we got his guy where he's from there, Boomer. So you can't go steal his T-shirt. We got to get you your own. But I love that. I mean, you need to have – well, you know what? There ain't no reason why you can't have your own shirt, Boomer.
That's right. I need my own shirt.
Because you're Boomer.
I'm Boomer. And, well, so is this guy.
Well, that's true.
So but Johnny.
It's okay. We'll take it. Hey, listen, folks, you want to call in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That is the phone number. I got to also point out to you, the website, rightsideradio.org, has all our stuff on it. So if you miss a part of the show, like somebody told me earlier they missed the monologue, or somebody else told me that they listened yesterday because they missed part of the show, It was actually a friend of mine. Her name's Mickey. She was telling me that she was driving home yesterday. She has about a 30-40 minute commute, and she was listening to the segment we did, Boomer, last Friday on Adventures in Woke World. She said I was tore up the time I got home. said my heart was having palpitations. I mean, just listen to those different stories. But yeah, all that stuff's on the website. So, folks, if you miss a segment of the show, or you want to catch a part again, or you want to send a link to a friend for an interview that we did or something that was said, every bit of that is up on the website, rightsideradio.org. We are an independent organization. We have our own sustainability. If you want to advertise on the show, we got a guy that can help you with that. Mike is our sales guy. He's out in the field every day signing up advertisers. But so, yeah, the bottom line is this. If you want to if you want to see what's on there, we got the live stream of the show, we got the podcast, we got things like I do a weekly op-ed that gets published in about 15 newspapers around the state. We got our recommended reading list, books that have been impactful in our lives, all kinds of stuff, rightsideradio.org. All right, Boomer, let's take a break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come back, and I don't know, maybe I'll start a triple dipper. What do you think? 3:45. Heck, why not? It's only Right Side Radio. It's what we do, right?
We'll just play the triple dipper sound effect again.
And just try to start over again. All right. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right with the best audience in the world. We'll be right back. We're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time with, I'm going to tell you right now, this audience is just taking control of the show today. It's just, it's apparent to me that Boomer and I are just along for the ride right now. We got text messages flowing in, like can't even keep up with them. Who was it? Who had the shirt? Was that John from Decatur?
John.
Yeah. No, John from Decatur sent in and said, I want a Boomer shirt, but I don't want it to say Boomer Sooner. So we can't have that because you're definitely not a Boomer Sooner. We know that for a fact. You already replied back to that one, I see. So, yeah. Who was it? So Paul from Athens says, if we say triple dipper around Brandon, he'll think you're talking about ice cream. That's the thing, you know, President Biden is constantly seeing pictures of eating ice cream. Jeff from Indiana says they're going to have Boomer socks, too. Because, you know, we got them on the Right Side Radio store. If you go to the website, rightsideradio.org, there's the Right Side store. You can get T-shirts, you can get coffee mugs, stickers, and Right Side socks, which is one of my favorite. I love the Right Side socks. Got several pairs myself. JT from Madison asking for some legal insights on the constitutional amendments. I've been doing that periodically throughout, JT. Not at the particular moment, but yeah, I've done that multiple times. Did a whole series of that on the various points of the Bill of Rights. So that'll come up again one day soon. Okay, what do we see here? This Wiley from Gunnersville, in response to the issue of Trey Gowdy being on a presidential ticket, he says, well, actually it was an AG position, I think is what was said. He says, Gowdy never saw anything through that started in Congress. He talked a big game and opened investigation after investigation, never pushed a single one to the end. He's in a better position now than he deserves. Okay, Wiley's got an opinion on that one. So there's that. And then what else do we have? Somebody new just checked in. Is that JT? Oh, it's JT from Madison. Okay. Yep. Sure enough. And, all right. Listen, you want to text in or call in. The number is 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. And everybody remembers, those of y'all been around for a while, why the number is 833-68-RIGHT. Because when we set up the new studio, we had to get our own phone lines and do our own production. We had to get our own phone number, obviously, our own 800 number. So 833-68-RIGHT, they gave us a whole litany. We wanted the word right to be in there, but there's only so many numbers. They told me I had to start with an 833, okay. And I had to have the word right in there, I said, and they said, okay. Somewhere in the middle, we had to have two digits. So we couldn't get one that spelled something like, we talked about, could we get 833-GO-RIGHT? Could we get 833? No, none of that was available. So 833-68-RIGHT was one of the options. And of course, I spent a lot of time running around South Huntsville in my 68 Mustang. So 833-68-RIGHT became the number. Bam, there it is. A little Right Side trivia for you. Okay, Boomer, I've got like 5 minutes.
We got five.
The top of the hour.
Top of the hour. And then you're in hour three.
Hour three. Should I just slam all three dippers into the last hour?
You're just gonna hit the highlight.
I'm gonna name them and move on. Now, I will do that. Before we get there, Tracy from Athens just gave me the big thumbs up on the 68 Mustang. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. 68. That was my car. Had a name, too. My car's name was Thunderfoot. Not because of the way I drove. Surely not. No. All right. Had that 289. Had a 289 V8 board 30 over with an Edelbrock torquer intake, a Holley 600 carburetor, hooker headers, a crane cam, a Mallory Unilite distributor, lots of chrome. It was sweet. Never changed out the gears, so it didn't quite come off the line the way I wanted it to. But that was my baby. Anyway, still have a picture on my shelf. Okay, all that to say, moving on. Let me do this. I do need to acknowledge some of our sponsors. And this show has just gotten so, you know, just like it just been going madness here. But one of the sponsors of the show is Riley and Jackson Law Firm. And they came on board most recently because, and I know these folks personally. I was actually talking to them yesterday. But Riley and Jackson Law Firm, based out of Birmingham, but they work statewide. They've been doing amazing work on this Camp Lejeune water contamination case you hear about. And that's who I called to find out more about it. Because when I heard they were working on it, I thought, well, I know those guys. So I called them and I said, what's up with the Camp Lejeune water contamination thing? And they told me, they said, Phil, this is legit. We got like five attorneys working this stuff. It's been confirmed there was water contamination for decades at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The government knew about it, did nothing, and there's been like 19 different confirmed illnesses that have come out of that. Cancers, all of it. So if you have been at Camp Lejeune between the years 1953 to 1987, that's a big span, anywhere in there, whether you were a dependent, whether you were a trainee, they're on TDY, permanent duty station, doesn't matter. If you were there sometime in that window, 53 to 87, you ought to call Riley and Jackson and talk to them. And for over 25 years, these guys have been handling thousands of cases for people who are hurt because of somebody else's negligence. And I'll be honest with you, too. I've worked with them on issues. I've collaborated on cases. And what I like about the guys at Riley and Jackson, they have my perspective on this. They have the personal touch. And you will not call and get a call center. You will call and talk to a lawyer. So let me just give you their number. You ready? Riley and Jackson. Whether it be Camp Lejeune or some other issue you want to check out with them, they won't charge you for the phone call. Here's the number, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. Truly friends of mine. By the way, the lawyers at Riley and Jackson, I would say they're not only right on the law, they're pretty right on the politics, too, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, Boomer, I got to do that thing. You go time me? Yeah, all right. Tell me when. Riley and Jackson Law Firm. Now I have to do the disclaimer. Tell me when you're ready, Boomer. Thumbs up, ready. No representation made. The quality legal service being performed is greater than the quality legal service performed by other lawyers. How was I?
2.7. That was nice.
Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, all really right. Good. Anything good under three is great.
Anything good? John from Decatur just texted in regarding my 68 Mustang. He says my 78 Firebird was the fire chicken. Yeah, that's right. Had that big old flaming chicken on the hood. That's good stuff. 78 Firebird. That's a good car. I never mind. I won't talk about racing a Firebird on the interstate. I won't talk about that at all. All right, let's move on. Travis from Huntsville disagrees with the opinion about Trey Gowdy. He said, just like Biden, I got two words. Gowdy is awesome. That's good. Randall from Newmarket texted in and said, Boomer, your t-shirt needs to have a boomerang on it, like with a right turn hand. So
I just had a buddy text me from Nashville, and he goes, I got you. I think the first shirt will be made tonight.
Nice. That's the t-shirt guy?
Yeah, it's my best friend, Matt.
Matt in Nashville with the t-shirt shops listening. We appreciate you, man. Matt, I wear extra large. I want a boomer shirt. I'm a fan. All right, folks, head into hour number three. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.